I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Infants and young children are especially vulnerable to developing complications from a respiratory virus. Dr. Elizabeth Mack is here to talk about what's going on in South Carolina related to kids and respiratory viruses. Dr. Mack is the Division Chief for Pediatric Critical Care Medicine at MUSC Children's Health, and she's a spokesperson for the American Academy of Pediatrics. Dr. Mack, what is going on in South Carolina regarding kids and respiratory viruses in recent weeks?
We know that RSV, influenza, COVID are all still circulating. We've also seen a number of other viruses that we can test for in many cases. And honestly, they behave rather similarly, particularly for young children. And this surge of respiratory viruses has really put a strain on the children's healthcare system around the country. So it's been quite a challenge.
And tell us about RSV in infants and children. What do we need to know about that?
So RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, is a virus that almost all humans get by their toddler years. And thankfully, for most of us, especially for adults, it's just sort of minor cold symptoms, runny nose, cough, congestion, that sort of thing. But there are two reasons why younger infants tend to have more trouble. One is they are obligate nose breathers. So in other words, they have to be able to breathe through their nose. And that is problematic when they have congestion and that sort of thing. And then the second reason is that infants have smaller airways. And so any kind of inflammation or mucus buildup can cause a lot of problems. And it often, in a young baby, instead of just having an upper respiratory infection, they'll actually have a lower respiratory infection, such as bronchiolitis, which is different than bronchitis. That means inflammation of the smaller, lower airways in a child.
And are you seeing quite a few children, young children especially, who have to be hospitalized with RSV?
Yes, unfortunately, you know, if children are having trouble breathing or having trouble staying hydrated, then this may lead to hospitalization. And it's definitely not just RSV bronchiolitis that we're seeing. We're seeing lots of viral bronchiolitis of all types.
If a child comes down with any respiratory virus, when should parents and caregivers seek out medical attention for that child? What are some of the symptoms and signs to look for?
So the main reasons that children get hospitalized related to respiratory viruses are either they are having trouble breathing or in some cases stop breathing, or they are not able to stay hydrated. And so in terms of respiratory complications, what we're looking for is difficulty breathing, whether that's faster breathing or whether that is using our extra muscles to breathe. So you might notice that a child might be pulling with their belly muscles or even around the neck using those extra muscles to breathe. That would be of concern and is certainly worth having a baby or a child evaluated, as well as if the child is not able to keep down their usual amount of breast milk, formula, or food, and they are having less number of wet diapers or seem, you know, dehydrated in whatever way, that certainly is worth evaluation as well.
Dr. Mack, thanks for this update about respiratory virus in young children.
Thank you, Bobby.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.